Well, good morning. It is September 23rd, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to be picking up in 2 Samuel 19, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Ezekiel chapter 26, and Psalm 74. So let's get in the Word today. 2 Samuel chapter 19 this morning. Cruising right along. 2 Samuel chapter 19 today. And it was told Joab, "Behold, the king weepeth and mourneth for Absalom. And the victory that day was turned into mourning unto all the people, before the people heard say that the day how the king was grieved for his son. And the people gat them by stealth that day into the city, as people being ashamed steal away when they flee in battle. But the king covered his face, and the king cried with a loud voice, 'O my son Absalom, O Absalom, my son, my son.' And Joab came into the house to the king and said, 'Thou hast shamed this day the faces of all thy servants, which this day have saved thy life, and the lives of thy sons and of thy daughters, and the lives of thy wives and the lives of thy concubines, in that thou lovest thine enemies and hatest thy friends. For thou hast declared this day that thou regardest neither princes nor servants. For this day I perceive that if Absalom had lived, and all we had died this day, then it had pleased thee well. Now therefore arise, go forth and speak comfortably unto thy servants, for I swear by the Lord, if thou go not forth, there will not tarry one with thee this night, and that will be worse unto thee than all the evil that befell thee from thy youth until now.' Then the king arose and sat in the gate, and they told unto all the people, saying, 'Behold, the king doth sit in the gate.' And all the people came before the king, for Israel had fled every man to his tent. And all the people were at strife throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, 'The king saved us out of the hand of the enemies, and he delivered us out of the hand of the Philistines. And now he is fled out of the land for Absalom. And Absalom, whom we anointed over us, is dead in battle. Now therefore, why speak ye not a word back of bringing the king back?' And the king And King David sent to Zadok and to Abiathar the priest, saying, 'Speak unto the elders of Judah, saying, why are ye the last to bring the king back to his house? Seeing the speech of all Israel is come to the king, even to his house. Ye are my brethren, ye are my bone and my flesh. And wherefore then are ye the last to bring back the king? And say ye to Amasa, art thou none, not of my bone and of my flesh? God do so to me, and more also, if thou be not captain of the host before me continually in the room of Joab.' And he bowed the heart of all the men of Judah, even as the heart of one man, so that they sent this word unto the king, 'Return thou and all thy servants.' And so the king returned and came to Jordan, and Judah came to Gilgal to go to meet the king, to conduct the king over Jordan. And Shimei, the son of Gurai, a Benjamite, which was of Bahurim, hasted and came down with the men of Judah to meet King David. And there were 1,000 men of Benjamin with him, and Ziba, the servant of the house of Saul, and his 15 sons and his 20 servants with him. And they went over the Jordan before the king, and there went over a ferry boat to carry over the king's household and to do what he thought good. And Shimei, the son of Gera, fell down before the king as he was come over the Jordan, and said unto the king, 'Let not my lord impute iniquity unto me, neither do thou remember that which thy servant did perversely, the day that my lord the king went out over Jerusalem, that the king should take it to his heart. For thy servant doth know that I have sinned, and therefore, behold, I am come the first this day of the house of Joseph to go down to meet my lord the king.' But Abishai the son of Zeruiah answered and said, 'Shall not Shimei be put to death for this, because he cursed the Lord's anointed?' And David said, 'What have I to do with you, ye sons of Zeruiah, and ye that ye should this day be adversaries unto me? And shall there any man be put to death this day in Israel? For do I know that I am this day king over Israel?' And therefore the king said unto Shimei, 'Thou shalt not die.' And the king sware unto him. And Mephibosheth, the son of Saul, came down to meet the king, and had neither dressed his feet, nor trimmed his beard, nor washed his clothes from the day the king departed until the day that he came again in peace. And it came to pass, when he was come to Jerusalem to meet the king, that the king said unto him, 'Wherefore wentest not thou with me, Mephibosheth?' And he answered, 'My lord, O king, my servant deceived me, For thy servant said, I will saddle me an ass that I may ride thereon and go to the king, because thy servant is lame. And he hath slandered thy servant unto my lord the king. But my lord the king is an angel of God, and do therefore what is good in thine eyes. For all of my father's house were but dead men before my lord the king. And yet didst thou set thy servant among them that did eat at thine table. What right therefore have I to yet cry any more unto the king? And the king said unto him, Why speakest thou any more of thy matters? I have said, Thou and Ziba divide the land. And Mephibosheth said unto the king, Yea, let him take all, for as much as my lord the king is come again in peace unto his own house. And Barzillai the Gileadite came down from Rogalim and went over Jordan with the king to conduct him over the Jordan. Now Barzillai was a very aged man, even 80 years old, and he had provided the king of sustenance while he lay at Mahanaim, for he was a very great man. And the king said unto Barzillai, Come now over with me, and I will feed thee with me in Jerusalem. And Barzillai said unto the king, How long have I to live that I should go up with the king unto Jerusalem? I am this day 80 years old, and can I discern between good and evil? Can thy servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Can I hear any more the voice of singing men and singing women? And therefore, then, should thy servant be yet a burden unto my lord the king? Thy servant will go a little way over the Jordan with the king. And why should the king recompense it me with such a great reward? Let thy servant, I pray thee, turn back, that I may die in mine own city and be buried by the grave of my father and my mother. But behold, thy servant Shimhon, let him go over with my lord the king, and do to him what shall seem good unto thee. And the king answered, Shimham shall go over with thee, and I will do to him what which shall seem good unto thee. And whatsoever thou shalt require of me, that will I do for thee. And all the people went over Jordan. And when the king was come over, the king kissed Barzillai and blessed him, and he returned unto his own place. And then the king went on to Gilgal, and Shimham went on with him. And all the people of Judah conducted the king, and also half the people of Israel. And behold, all the men of Israel came to the king and said unto the king, Why have our brethren, the men of Judah, stolen thee away, and have brought the king and his household and all of David's men with him over the Jordan? And all the men of Judah answered the men of Israel, Because the king is near of kin to us. And wherefore then ye be angry for this matter? Have we eaten at all the king's cost, or hath he given us any gift? And the men of Israel answered the men of Judah and said, We have 10 parts in the king, and we have also more right in David than ye. Why then did he despise us, that our advice should not be first had in bringing back our king? And the words of the men of Judah were fiercer than the words of the men of Israel. That was 2 Samuel chapter 19. Let's move on over to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 today. Would you God, ye could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me, for I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. I'm sorry, I said chapter 11. We're actually in chapter 12. That was my bad. I knew that sounded familiar. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth, such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth, how that he was caught up to paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such an one will I glory, and yet of myself will I not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. For I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth to be, or that he heareth of me, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations there was given to me, a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. And therefore I take pleasure in my infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. I am become a fool in glorying. And ye have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended of you. For in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles, though I be nothing. Truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience and signs and wonders and mighty deeds. For what is it wherein ye were inferior to other churches, except it be that I myself was not burdensome to you? Forgive me this wrong. Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I seek not yours, but you. For the children ought to not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I am beloved. But be it so, I did not burden you. Nevertheless, being crafty, I caught you with guile. Did I make a gain of you by any of them whom I sent unto you? I desired Titus, and with him I sent a brother. Did Titus make a gain of you? Walk we not in the same spirit? Walk we not in the same steps? Again, think ye that we because ourselves unto you, or that we excuse ourselves because of you? We speak before God in Christ, but we do all things, dearly beloved, for your edifying. For I fear lest when I come I shall not find you such as I would, and that I shall be found unto you such as ye would not, lest there be debates, envyings, wrath, strife, backbiting, whispering, swelling, tumults, and lest when I come again my God will humble me among you, and that I shall bewail many which have sinned already, and have not repented of the uncleanness and fornication and lasciviousness which they have committed. That was 2 Corinthians chapter 12, not 11. Let's move on over to our next reading, Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 26. Let's make sure I got that one right this time. Ezekiel chapter 26. Sorry, I'm kind of sitting here on the floor today. Ezekiel 26, and it came to pass in the 11th year, in the first day of the month, that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, because that Tyrus hath said unto Jerusalem, Aha, she is broken that was in the gates of the people, she is turned unto me, and I shall be replenished now that she is laid waste. And therefore, thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Tyrus, and will cause many nations to come up against thee, as the sea causeth his waves to come up, and they shall destroy the walls of Tyrus, and break down her towers, and I will also scrape her dust from her, and make her like the top of a rock. It shall be a place for the spreading of nets in the midst of the sea, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord God, and it shall become a spoil to the nations, and her daughters which are in the field shall be slain by the sword, and they shall know that I am the Lord. For thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will bring upon Tyrus Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, a king of kings from the north, with horses and with chariots and with horsemen and companies and much people. And he shall slay with the sword thy daughters in the field, and he shall make a fort against thee, and cast a mount against thee, and lift up the buckler against thee. And he shall set engines of war against thy walls, and with his axes he shall break down thy towers. By reason of the abundance of his horses, their dust shall cover thee, and the walls shall shake at the noise of the horsemen, and of the wheels, and of the chariots, when he shall enter into the gates, as men enter into a city wherein is made a breach. With the hooves of the horses shall he tread down all the streets. He shall slay the people by the sword, and the strong garrisons shall go down to the ground. And they shall make a spoil of thy riches, and make a prey of thy merchandise. And they shall break down thy walls, and destroy thy pleasant houses. And they shall lay thy stones, and thy timber, and thy dust in the midst of the water. And I will cause the noise of the songs to cease, and the sounds of the harp shall be no more heard. And I will make thee like the top of a rock, and thou shalt be a place to spread nets upon. Thou shalt be built no more, for I, the Lord, have spoken it, saith the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God to Tyrus, Shall not the isles shake at the sound of thy fall, when the wounded cry, when the slaughter is made in the midst of thee? Then all the princes of the seashore shall come down from their thrones, and lay away their robes, and put off their broidered garments, and they shall clothe themselves with trembling. They shall sit upon the ground, and shall tremble at every moment, and be astonished at thee. And they shall take up a lamentation for thee, and say to thee, How art thou destroyed, that thou wast inhabit of seafaring men and renowned cities, which wast strong in the sea, she and her inhabitants, which caused their terror to be on all the haunted. Now shall the isles tremble in the day of thy fall, yea, the isles that are in the sea shall be troubled at thy departure. For thus saith the Lord God, When I shall make thee a desolate city like the cities that are not inhabited, when I shall bring up the deep upon thee, and great waters shall cover thee, when I shall bring thee down with them that descend into the pit with the people of old time, and shall set thee in the low parts of the earth, and places desolate of old with them that go down to the pit, that thou be not inhabited. And I shall set glory in the land of the living. I will make thee a terror, and thou shalt be no more. No, thou be sought for, yet shalt thou never be found again, saith the Lord God. That was Ezekiel chapter 26. Let's move on over to our final reading today, Psalm 74. Psalm 74 today. Psalm 74. Psalm 74, Maskil of Asaph. O God, why hast thou cast us off forever? Why doth thine anger smoke against the sheep of thy pasture? Remember that congregation which thou hast purchased of old, the rod of thine inheritance which thou hast redeemed, this Mount Zion wherein thou hast dwelt. Lift up thy feet unto perpetual desolations, even all that the enemy hath done wickedly in the sanctuary. Thine enemies roar in the midst of thy congregations. They set up their ensigns for signs. A man was famous according as he hath lifted up axes upon the thick trees. But now they break down the carved work thereof at once with axes and hammers. They have cast fire into thy sanctuary. They have defiled by casting down the dwelling place of thy name to the ground. They said in their hearts, let us destroy them together. They have burned up all the synagogues of God in the land. We see not our signs. There is no more any prophet, neither is there among us any that knoweth how long. O God, how long shall the adversity reproach? For the adversary reproach, shall the enemy blaspheme thy name forever? Why withdrawest thou thy hand, even thy right hand? Pluck it out of thy bosom, for God is my king of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. Thou didst divide the sea by thy strength. Thou breakest the head of the dragon in the waters. Thou breakest the head of the Leviathan in pieces, and gavest him to be meat to the people inhabiting the wilderness. Thou didst cleave the foundation in the flood. Thou driest up the mighty rivers. The day is thine, the night is also thine. Thou hast prepared light and the sun. Thou hast set all the borders of the earth. Thou hast made summer and winter. Remember this, that the enemy hath reproached, O Lord, and that the foolish people have blasphemed thy name. O deliver not the soul of thy turtle dove unto the multitude of the wicked. Forget not the congregation of thy poor forever. Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the habitation of cruelty. O let not the oppressed return shame. Let the poor and needy praise thy name. Arise, O God. Plead thine own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproached thee daily. Forget not the voice of thine enemies. The tumult of those that rise up against thee increaseth continually. Well, amen. That was our reading for September 23rd, 2022. Thank you so much for joining me. Appreciate it. And thank you so much for just being so faithful. I know I say that often, but that said, make sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. But that said, let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for another day that you granted to us. Lord, I would just pray, God, that you would just use this word in our hearts and lives to be able to honor you today in everything that you have for us. Pray for your blessings upon my brothers and sisters. Give us a good day in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye now, everybody.